Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the digital age, where every click and scroll feeds the vast networks that connect the globe, a chilling theory emerges from the darker corners of cyberspace. According to this eerie hypothesis, much of the internet as we know it is no longer a bustling marketplace of ideas, but a desolate landscape populated largely by artificial intelligence. The voices we interact with and the content we consume are speculated to be not the creations of countless individuals, but the outputs of sophisticated algorithms designed to mimic human activity. This theory suggests that genuine human engagement online has drastically declined, replaced by bots and AI that generate and regurgitate content. From social media posts to comment sections, these digital ghosts operate behind the scenes, creating an illusion of vibrant discourse where there might be none. As we dive into this virtual abyss, questions arise about authenticity, manipulation, and the very nature of reality in our connected world. This case file joined the theorists as we peel back the layers of data and deception in the Dead Internet Theory.
Welcome to Alien Theorist Theorizing Case File 236.
That's wrong.
The Dead. What was it?
That's three. That's way more wrong than usual.
326. Oh, yeah. Shit. Yeah.
Start it again
from the top.
Welcome to everybody's favorite left-wing podcast. Alien Theorist Theorizing Case File 336, the 26. Dead Internet Theory.
That's 26.
Welcome to Alien Theorist Theorizing Case File 336.
What if?
Okay. Well, here that was the now. Same number.
What if you're like the Still Samson wrong. Of podcasting? And now that you bicked your head, you got no more hair. You just lost that? All ability to podcast.
I had some extra time off, so I was like, you know what? The razor was just sitting there, the lady's razor, and I was like, I've never bicked my head.
Would you hear the song in your head like, he's got it, ooh.
Yeah. And I was like, oh man, I was like, I wonder if I would look good, absolutely clean shaven on top of my head. Look at that glare.
Look better though. I think it looks
buffed
better.
Waxed, buffed. Look at that. It's I got good. A nice shaped head though. Look at that. It's like, I can
it's
play
perfect,
this.
It's perfect round. Look at
this. I do this. You're like egg or face. You don't know.
It's smooth as an egg.
Is that an egg or is that a head? You have no idea.
Is that Rob or Braden? I don't know.
Yeah, that's the downside.
No, you look good. You look better. Looks.
You still got hair below your forehead.
The eyebrows.
If you know what I'm saying. Yeah.
Good look.
I don't want to say it out loud in case he's listening.
They're fading. I'm telling you, they're getting thinner.
The brows are going.
Yours are fading. Mine are growing like a weed. These things are fucking out of control, man. If I don't trim them, I'll get a 4-inch eyebrow.
Dude, I got Whovilles just sticking out of nowhere every once in a while.
I don't know what's going on. They're out of control. I'll probably pull one over.
Are you getting like the wizard eyebrows?
Yeah.
They're like,
yeah. 100%. Yeah.
Braden, why don't
That's
you go get
smoking
like, all the chicks get their fucking eyebrows done. Why don't you go there and get yourself a fucking
get them penciled,
set of Eugene
get them, like tattooed or whatever.
You know what I want to do? You know what I'm going to get done? I'm going to get, see this little, I'm going to get this all stitched up. The little sags above your eyes. That.
Okay.
Do I look like that?
Do you look like Ursula like from Little Mermaid?
Look like Doctor Strange? Like
no, he looks like Ursula. It's not a good look.
Yeah.
Anyways, 326.
326?
The left wing, the left wing podcast.
Listen, I said I'm a Trumpaholic now. Ever since Hulk Hogan told me who to vote for.
Yeah.
Right. I said on the show, I vote for who has the most WWE supporters.
But
right now it's Trump.
And one of them, like, you're the fucking thing is settled to begin with. One of these candidates is in the Hall of Fame. Like, yeah. It's a fucking no brainer. Yeah. Like, come on. Yeah. That's hilarious. He's in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Listen, Kamala might get my vote if she shows up on Raw and fucking whips off her shirt and she's got a handprint bikini like Sable back in the day.
You're talking about the pasties back in the day.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
Listen, no one's getting our vote, all right? If everyone forgot,
we're Canadian.
We can't vote in the election, all right? Mm-hmm. We have our own problems up here, and our time will come and you'll hear about it. But for right now, it's America's time.
Yeah. Don't let our political takes get you upset because we don't know shit.
It's okay.
We're idiots. Other than Dan. It's okay. To be fair, other than Dan Smart.
Yeah.
You can be mad at him all you want, but us, we're fucking dummies.
Yeah, sure.
Dummies. It's
the
fine.
D and Dan stands for Democrat.
Can we put that next ATT quiz, like Christmas quiz?
what does the D and Dan
stand for?
Dan isn't even his name. It's an acronym. What does it stand for?
But yes, we got a slight bit of dead internet hate on the group. Lasted briefly. Dumb, but we thought we'd start with that because today we're talking about the dead internet theory, and it's so true. Everyone can feel that the internet changed over the last 4 or 5 years, man. Theory.
It doesn't.
All you have to do is take a scroll down for you on Twitter, and all you see is death. Right? That's your dead internet right there.
No, you're taking this literally. Like, the internet's just full of dead people's dead.
That's all I see. Videos. I'm like the kid from fucking Fifth Element or whatever the fuck it is.
It is. There was
a number.
Aziz, light.
Yeah. I guess one of the actors is in both movies.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Jim. Yeah. It is a strange dynamic because I remember like. I think back to when this kind of theory took place, like 2018, 2019. And like, you know, I've been on X.
Even earlier,
but prominently since then. And it's like, even just a couple of years ago, you would see like bought Twitter accounts and they would all say like the same thing. It would be like, you know, just I'm just throwing out. I didn't read this. I'm just making this up. Like Justin Trudeau's the greatest prime minister. He's done so much for me.
And then you're going to clip the fucking left-wing podcast again.
Oh my God.
We're going to get all the hate again.
Oh, sorry. Pierre Polyev, wear a muscle shirt at the Calgary Stampede.
That's true. Blue jeans.
Right, what do you want me to wear blue jeans. But then you would like scroll down and there would be like another person who posted the exact same fucking thing. Like spitting image. And then you'd like see it again. And I used to notice it way more that you'd be like, oh, there's fucking obvious bots, right? Where you're like,
it's the copy paste bot.
Before. Yeah. And it was just like all these bot accounts just send the same exact thing verbatim. And it kind of sparked this theory that the internet is now just mainly run by bot accounts, but we're getting to a crazy time where these bot accounts are getting harder and harder to spot and recognize. Because we're all fucking using ChatGPT now.
Well, dude, just think about it. So, like, the golden age of social media, before it was, like, pay for posts and all that from, like, when
it started
in college.
Yeah, snowboard.com, potties.
Like, all that stuff was just, it was, like, just stupid posts.
Shout out to a friend of ours. I don't even know if we can call her a friend anymore. Sam Watson used to be like number one on snowboard.com hottie. She was really, she really fucking rocked that.
She was an interesting girl.
Yeah. It was great. Yeah. Hey,
she listens to the show. Actually,
there's no way she does, but if she does,
she donates to our OnlyFans.
Yeah. But,
I think you got that reversed, buddy.
Right. No, but if you think back to the internet, was just like people just post their status, like I'm going here, checked in here, did this here, like got into the hockey, like, and you would see your friends post pretty much in chronological order. Like if someone posted something, you would see it, and then off it went, and someone else, and it was just like it was harmless almost. It was kind of fun. It was good for making groups, and then somewhere around the first Trump election. that's when you started hearing like the fake news, the bots, the all, like that's when it really started flooding. And yeah. as Brian said, though, but they were
Trump
like,
Trump opened her eyes to the truth, is what you're saying.
Fake news. But no, like, and then like those are the copy and paste bot posts. They're obviously like, this is the same post over and over again from accounts with one follower and 14 characters and three numbers in their name. Like easy to spot. But then, yeah, as time's progressed, we've got the rise of the chatbot, you know, the 4.0 chatbot, which pretty much steals real conversations, like real language, and then puts it out there, changes it up 1,000 different ways, 10 million different accounts, like whatever the number is. And you just watched the internet die from like a fun place to like, it's just all like curated algorithms based usually on what you hate or what makes you hate something, you know?
Well, cause you're more likely to interact, engage with like views that you hate. And I mean, I think everyone here, like everyone can like, you probably notice it with your parents' generation. I mean, I'm from a small town and it's like the amount of times like I've had like parents' generation people come and be like, just start spouting off stuff about trans people and stuff. And I'm like, there's literally not a single trans person in our town. Maybe Braden, one.
They're putting cat litter boxes in our elementary schools.
Yeah. And I was like, okay. And I'm like, by the sounds of it, from what you read online, you would think that these people are picketing outside your door when you're trying to leave for work, harassing you, right? Trying to get you to transition. I'm like, it's fucking wild. That's a great like focal point for that generation for engagement. And so it just gets, the algorithm is just like, fucking feed the flame, baby, of engagement. That's what it's doing.
Well, it's interesting though, because like us, like our generation, we're kind of like these, like I'd say we're kind of like, we're fucking daywalkers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're fucking daywalkers. We're a little bit of both. We watch the internet.
We're the shepherds.
Yeah. Like we watched it, but we also were young enough to be able to like, well, maybe not me. I don't think I got the internet until I was a little bit old, as you can tell by my illiteracy. I did install hard drive twice, but yeah, like we're in that generation where we watched it. Like we watched the birthing of it for the most part. Right. And have learned how to use it and got taught it, you know, in the tail end of our schooling and stuff like that. Whereas, you know, we have generations now that only know, you know, they were raised on that. They have no idea what it's like.
I think they're called iPad kids.
Yeah, right? Like my kid can scroll through my cell phone better than I can. You know, it's bizarre.
Yeah, you got those kids, you lock their screen, you give them a password. They hand you the phone. They turn on the screen recorder. Record the password.
It's crazy.
And fucking hack into your phone. It's insane.
That's wild. Kids are doing that?
Yeah, happened to my cousin. She couldn't figure it out. Finally caught her daughter.
How old is her daughter?
She's 10 years.
10.
She's 10.
Whoa. Somebody probably told her about that on YouTube.
It must be like a thing. Like, oh, hey, if you turn the screen recorder on, give the phone back to your mom, she's going to do it. And then you ask her to put the password in. Then you got it. So, but yeah. So these kids, the new generations, the two new generations, really the kids who were born in the late 2000s. And now the kids who are being born like in the last few years are really not going to fucking know.
Oh, but dude, our kids are going to be sending fucking AI voices of ourselves to our spouses, being like, I think you should let her do this.
That's the chatbots, dude.
For sure. Like,
I've let her do this and I think it's totally okay.
She can go to the party. Further, they're going to take it's going to be video. It's going to overlay like your face and your voice.
Your kids are basically going to be Ethan Hawke. You're fucking Mission Impossible. You're going to have to be
Ethan Hawke. Well, it's crazy because like they're fucking Ethan Hawke. That's not the word. Ethan Hunt.
Yeah. they're going to walk out the door, peel your face. They're going to peel your face off their face and remove their little vocal chip. Like, all right, good to go.
That's kids sitting there at your door like, a boy has no name. Pulls off his mask. The faceless kids.
Oh fuck. Oh,
you're gonna have cover. You're gonna be like, you're fucking your daughter's friends over at your house, dressed wearing your daughter's face. You're like, what? Doing cover. That's what's gonna happen. That's what we're in for.
It's like, you remember those creepy, when those first kind of generation of those AI videos would come out of like actors And you'd be like, yeah. Oh, this is crazy. And then you look close and then Will Smith's got like six fingers and an extra eye. And you're like, oh, yeah, this is fucked.
He's eating spaghetti out of his side of his cheek.
Yeah. And like, how long ago was that? That was probably like 5 years ago. Like it's, I can only imagine how good it is now.
Yeah.
Like we have no idea. Scary.
Well, the definitely the voice stuff has gotten really good.
Well, and could you imagine if they had 327 fucking episodes of your voice? Where you literally see everything.
Yeah.
Sweet.
No, so now there's a new feature because we record through Riverside.
Oh, I saw that.
There's an AI text thing. So I just tried it out and but it didn't say like who it was going to do.
Yeah, it's Sel's voice.
No, it was Brayden's voice, but what? I wrote it as me.
Oh,
I said, write me an ad about whatever. I think I just said like, hello, does this thing even work? And it like said, hello, does this thing even work? But it was Brayden. I was like,
what?
Yeah.
That's super weird.
And it sounded like it had the same cadence. It sounded like Brayden. I'm sure if you like put it more aloud, like more of a paragraph, describe something, it wouldn't be perfect yet, but it still says beta. So like just give it another 6 months, a year. It's learning all the time.
I think so. And Dan, you might be able to correct me here, but around this time came out at the time, they kind of, you know, studies were looking that like just over 50% of internet usage was bot activity.
That was in 2022. They said it was between 47 and 52% of the internet was bot activity.
Like social media internet or just like
internet in general.
Jesus.
So I think some of that, I remember reading about that study, like that number, that statistic. So it also depends, like, did they define exactly what a bot was? Because I remember reading about it where it's like, technically a bot can be like defined as like an algorithm. So there are algorithms like Amazon searches and stuff like that, like all of that stuff. So it's like, even if you say 50%, it's like, yeah, there are bots like doing things behind the scenes that are, you know, algorithms curating your stuff. And yeah, 50% of that, there's a large number of them doing that, but that's just also just the algorithms working. Just them doing stuff.
Is it like the weird thing to me, again, I'm fucking super stupid when it comes to shit. Shocker.
How stupid?
Super fucking stupid. I'd be using the R word if I could, but I don't know. I can't.
You can.
I'm fucking, yeah, you can use
you're
the,
right wing.
You can use the slow R
when it comes to this shit.
There you go. Okay? No, yeah.
So,
Trump.
Algorithms are built to feed off of like our likes and what we're commenting on and like as individuals, right? It's like it sees your theme. It's like, oh, you know what? I'm looking for boxing gloves. And now this algorithm is going to start. I'm going to get ads for boxing gloves. I'm going to get videos for boxing, all that type of shit. But if 50% of the traffic online are fucking bots, are these algorithms not just feeding off of these fucking bots? Like it's that like, you know what I mean? It's like the Ouroboros or whatever, where it's just that snake eating itself. It's like
eats itself.
The fucking bots are feeding
the
bots.
There's a recent study that I read when I was researching for this, and it was being like, yeah, they were talking about how, yeah, there's been a shift where a lot of these bots are like driving their own algorithms. So it's like
their own hate.
It's this weird like positive feedback loop kind of like, it, yeah, all the bots are saying all this stuff. So then they're pushing all of the algorithms like one way, and then all of it, it's like responding to each other. So it's like, yeah, it's just this like bot on bot recursive loop that you're just like, oh, okay, they just bots say this, and then the algorithms pick it up, and then they go, oh, okay, people are talking about this, and then they're going to push it this way, and then they're going to be like, okay, we're going to feed this to that, or we're going to direct it to this.
Feed it back to the bots.
Yeah.
Dude, that really makes sense when it comes to social media. 50%? Like, well, it has to be. Like, it's insane on that.
When you think about, too, because when, like, I was looking into this, I was like, man, it's kind of a crazy thing because I watched that. Did you guys watch that Ashley Madison documentary?
No.
That's the fucking website where you'd want to have like an affair?
Yeah. I checked all your emails. None of you guys were on there. I was quite impressed. I was like, I checked the leak.
There's guaranteed there's got to be some other, you know, somebody's wife out there that's just like craving some 5'7" fucking bald Lebanese dude. It's just like, oh, yeah.
They're using AI to search for you specifically.
So that thing kind of was like kind of peaked an idea for me because this was a huge company that was taking tons of money from people to sign up for the site. And like 80% of their users were fake profiles of women run by bots and company, like employees of the company. So it's like,
that makes sense.
That reminds me of like back in the day when you'd be in like some like fucking hot lesbian chat line and you're like fucking 14 and you're just talking to other fucking dudes.
Well, I mean, chatbots are not a new thing. Like, you know, they are more advanced than they were originally, but chatbots have been around for years.
But what like, I'm saying is like that. So that model was a subscription based model where they took money from people to connect you with these other so-called people, and they weren't connecting you to bots, but they were lying. Yeah. And then if you take it a step further and you're like, you look at social media and like what really pays social media? It's like subscriptions, not really. It's fucking advertisers. Like advertisers pay for social media. So it's like if social media is running these fake fucking bots to engage higher traffic to sell advertisers, when really it's no one's looking at this, at these, you know what I mean? Like, say 10,000 views are of this product, and it's like, well, really, you know, how many of that is actual bot activity? No one really knows except the company that's doing it. So there's
I don't think they know. There's no control
on this thing, and it's just all feeding advertising money. Because, you know, I kind of even put that into podcasts, like you know, like outside of listens, like a third party could say you this podcast gets 100,000 views and you don't. You know what I mean? Like they could just say that, and there's no you're trusting them. And so are advertisers. So it's we're in this crazy area where it's like, are they just is this like Andrew said, is this just feeding the snake and they're just like collecting ad money and stuff from fucking nothing?
I mean, there is the issue where it's like you could say that there's no controls, but technically, like, since these are companies, they are beholden to their shareholders. So part of like the part, no, I'm
to
saying
make money,
yeah, exactly. But that's
make
the thing,
money, Dan.
Right. But the thing is, like, you can't tell your shareholders and be like, hey, you're giving them false numbers, and you're like, you're giving them numbers like, hey, we have this much user base, we saw this much increase.
Ashley
in users
Madison didn't tell their shareholders they had 80% fake profiles.
Like, did they have like an actual board of like directors and stuff? Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So then,
this documentary is crazy. It was fraud. 100%
right. That's what
fraud.
I'm saying. Yeah. And did they get caught for it or what?
Only because the craziest fucking
they leaked
thing,
the credit card.
The craziest right? fucking thing about this, the only reason they got caught is because a group hacked them. And the only thing they said, they didn't want money or anything. They were just like, delete the site because we know we're going to release all this information to fucking burn you and we won't release it. And if you don't shut down the site, we're just going to release it. We don't give a fuck.
Oh,
they didn't
mad.
Want anything.
Somebody.
They just wanted to watch the world burn. That's it.
Yeah, somebody got caught.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that's kind of would be the same issue where it's like, yeah, if you're defrauding your investors and somebody figures out that like you take that chance, you roll that dice, like you can, you know, the SEC, like Security Exchange Commissions is going to come in and be like, you defrauded your shareholders. So like we're going to have to level some fucking punishment on you and drop some, you know, whatever sanctions or penalties.
Unless they have stocks in the company.
Well, it's like, sure. I mean, you're even seeing it right now. Like right now is a crazy, probably the wildest time to just be an internet user, because you have fucking Western oligarchs just basically feeding right or left wing news to you and blocking the other stuff. It's fucking insane. And they're just like, no, vote this. And they're just feeding you whatever. You go on Google's and Facebook is super left wing. And it's everything's fed to you is that. And then you go on X and you're like, it's completely it's like a polar shift of each other. It's fucking insane. And you're seeing this run by fucking people pulling the strings.
But wouldn't X kind of be tailored to your political view though?
No, technically. Yeah, but it's like that's the thing where it's like, I mean, people have reported, you know, well, here's the thing. It's like right before Musk bought Twitter, what is this, like 2020 or whatever? They were talking about
it, Dan. It's X.
Twitter X, whatever.
You'll be banned for life.
Yes, good, because I don't use it. before they bought it, they kind of said, I remember them talking about like, okay, like they were going to cut down on bot usage or, you know, the amount of, cause we, like Brayden said, like a lot of this kind of popped up around like 2016, like around that election. That's when people started noticing. We even talked about the Internet Research Agency, which was like way back in the day, about, you know, state actors manipulating, you know, creating false accounts and then, you know, creating groups or infiltrating into social groups and then driving, you know, public discourse one way or the other, you know, essentially to drive a schism into the, you know, societal culture.
To do exactly what's happening right now.
Right. Do you know the crazy thing about X though? Oh, sorry, were you finished, Dan?
You can go.
Oh, I was just going to say, Musk buys X and he has this new policy where like you can pay for the check mark and then you actually get a share of advertising on your account. So now bots, like bot farms have figured that out. They buy like, because whatever the check mark, what does it cost? I don't even know what it costs.
Maybe $10 or $8 a month or something.
So you buy that, and if you have so much activity on that bot account, you can more than pay for the advertising split off your bot account. So if you get thousands of these bot accounts, or even tens of thousands, whatever it is, getting the share of ad, like driving ads to your posts, and then you combine those posts with like the chat bots, so like they become even more engaging. He's actually like, by mistake maybe, made it worse because you're now incentivizing people to post more and engage more and getting a share of the advertising.
Probably got a few of those bot farms.
He's probably got his own bot farm.
For sure. He's a genius.
Crazy, dude.
Listen, I don't really care for Musk one way or another. I don't like it. I'm not really like his biggest fan.
He's a billionaire.
A billionaire. I think all billionaires are fucking kind of weird. He didn't make Tesla. I like Teslas, but he didn't make it. He bought it off two guys. He's not the founder. But see what you will. Like he bought the West's greatest propaganda machine, and every tweet you get a notification. Elon Musk has a new tweet. Right, like everyone, even if you're not following him, he's bought the greatest propaganda machine that we've ever seen in the world, and he owns it.
Dude, if any billionaire is like a secret, like evil mastermind,
it's him.
And it's him because the way he poses himself, he's like, oh, I'm helping the planet, SpaceX, making space travel more affordable, all this stuff. And then, oh, I bought, you know, the third biggest media platform. And then soon he'll buy another one. And then they're all of a sudden like, now I own the world, actually, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Why do you think he's building all those tunnels?
The tunnels. Yeah, what's that called? What's that company?
Boring company, which is like a pretty much dismal failure. People are like, why don't you just make subways?
they're just building tunnels everywhere. Just don't tell us.
It's fucking going down, boys.
Yeah, it's just gonna be like a James Bond thing. They're just building tunnels so they can flood them later and create giant sinkholes or something. Like, we're gonna sink Las Vegas into the earth, like cities hostage. James Bond,
you got Jaws. He's got them big teeth, and he could be chest.
Wait, wasn't this the plot to what was it called? Die Hard 3-2, where they were like, South African? Wasn't that guy South African?
No, he's
they were stealing gold.
Oh,
they were
German. It's Hans Gruber's brother.
Yeah,
okay. Played by Jeremy Irons.
No, that was the third one.
Jeremy Irons.
That's the third one, yeah.
Second one's the airport.
Yeah. Third one's with the
three was boring to get gold, yeah.
Boring? Sam Jackson?
Ooh. No, he said boring to get gold.
No, boring to get gold.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
That was awesome.
I started getting heated there.
Gotta keep up.
If anything, three was better than two.
Yeah, it was. That was a rare one where the three-peat's better than the second.
I don't think I've seen two or three.
Well, you gotta fix that. You could probably go right to three.
A skip two?
You could probably skip
two.
Which is two.
End of two is pretty nice.
I'm on the 5 a.m. wake ups now with Little Man.
So you got lots of shit to watch.
I got lots of time to watch now. I've been binging. I've been watching stuff.
Yeah. Zell's trying to push that algorithm back to, you know, he's trying to get it back to 50-50 internet usage.
I'm doing my part. All right.
Liking posts.
I mean, so that's kind of the other side of the theory is like a lot of this is like anecdotal. Like everyone notices that the internet's not the same and everyone knows it's not the same, but like, what is it? Is it actually 50%? Because everyone, who's listening to this podcast is using the internet. Everyone's using the internet, but just like how much of like discourse and like all of that is done by bots.
I think the polar shift that's happened is we're now using the internet through primarily Google and primarily, you know, Microsoft Bing. If you're too lazy to type Google,
I use DuckDuckGo.
Okay, well, I know. Yeah, like some of us do. But is Dogpile
still a thing?
No.
Dogpile? Yeah. Never heard of Dogpile.
Really?
Should I have heard of Dogpile?
What's Dogpile?
Dogpile was a fucking...
I don't want to search it because now I'm scared that you're trying to trick me. I'm going to Google Dogpile. Yeah. Mm. Dog.
It's a meta search engine for information on the World Wide Web that fetches results from Google, Yahoo, Yandex, Bing, and other popular search. That's still a thing.
That's just like DuckDuckGo.
That's what I used to use because I remember I spelled goggle instead of Google a couple times. I was like, I'm never using that again.
Goggle. But the thing is like you're using the... You're basically gateway to the internet is being, you're going through these portals that are through these companies that are showing
huge
you
corporate, yeah.
Huge corporate entities that show you what they want you to see,
for sure.
What you search, right? Like, so even their like algorithmic, like search bar, like, for Google, right? Like it shows you exactly what they want you to see, this huge corporation and their interest.
Should we do a test right now?
Yeah.
Should we all Google the same thing and see what the top page is? What should we Google? It's got to be Trump. It's got to be something about Trump, I think.
I don't want
that. Yeah, the thing I saw on X is like, if you Google Trump assassination, nothing pops up. I just typed it in. Everything pops up.
I'm typing in Donald Trump assassination. What's the first one?
Trump agrees to give victim interview the FBI after assassination attempt.
That's the first thing on the very top of yours?
Yeah.
Mine says, Pennsylvania officer spotted Trump shooter 90 minutes before open fire.
Oh, like the you want like the search thing or the...
Like, no, so yeah, search in, the, like go I did. In Google, search Donald stories, Trump assassination.
Top stories or just, the top link that came up?
The very top stories link. What's the top story link?
Pennsylvania officer spotted Trump shooter 90 minutes.
Okay, you see the same one?
Yep. Yeah, I see the same one.
Okay, there you go. So it's not
well,
trying
it's
to...
Well, it's like, if, and it's, that's funny because even Elon Musk today on Axe posted was like, you type in Trump assassination, only Kamala Harris... campaign stuff pops up. I'm like, that's not true. It does.
Or maybe because he's Googling Kamala Harris a whole bunch.
Maybe because we're pretty similar. We're friends on a podcast doing more or less talking about the same stuff.
We're probably all in the same Google account. That's why.
Actually, yeah.
We probably are.
Well, I'm not logged. I'm logged into my personal one, but it probably like
no. I'm on my studio one, but I do often get like login attempts and weird stuff from someone not from here.
Yeah,
it's either Braden. It's either Braden. Braden.
Tommy.
I know when it's Andrew when it's like some type of scam. Like he clicked on something wrong.
No, I listen. That's the difference about me though. Is I assume everything's a fucking scam. Like when they showed me the Trump video, I was like, oh, that's fake. I think everything's fucking fake. The internet's a horrible place right now because, like you're saying, it's dead. All bots and bullshit. And then the rest of it's social media. You got like fucking single moms trying to sell you happy juice and other multi-level marketing bullshit. Like, the internet fucking blows right now.
Well,
it sucks. It's fucking dead. It's We're talking about her.
Don McLean needs to fucking sing a song about the day the internet died.
No shit. Well,
like, I'm done with this shit. It's awful.
He's dead though, right?
Well, like, let's just
resurrect him. Or
let's just think
bring
about the ramifications.
Bring back an AI version of
Don McLean the day the internet died.
Yeah,
there you go. Write that song. I bet you I can get an AI bot to write that song.
Get to Suno AI and then type in that Don McLean style song about the day the internet died. I don't know. Part of me is like, yeah, people are like, oh, the internet changes. I'm like, yeah, that's how things work. Like, stuff does change. Like, we're not the same people that we were 10 years ago, and our consumption. Like our media consumption and just like
I could argue I'm a better person than 10 years ago.
Yeah, the internet's worse.
The internet's worse.
Right. Well, it's like, but not all of us, you know, not us specifically then. It's like everybody is like not the same person they were 10 years ago. So where the consumption patterns that we now, you know, participate in, you could say everybody is like now changed. So I mean, it's kind of something like always going to this, like I always go back to like when we talked about hypernormalization, where they talked about, you know, especially with social media, where it's becoming more and more divisive. Like you have these, a lot of things are now curated by algorithms, and the algorithms are more motivated to keep you on a site for longer. Like that's how they get, that's how they kind of feed them. And they kind of like, this is what you need to do. You need to keep this person on a site as long as possible, or get them to click something. So it's like, when you do that, you're like, okay, so it's going to feed them stuff that keeps them engaged. What people, what gets people engaged. And most of the time, like studies have shown that it's like stuff that gets you angry, stuff that gets you disgusted, and people that, and something that makes you fearful of something. Those three sounds motivators, like those three. And, you know, so people, now that we're, you know, a lot of people, anxiety, like it's just kind of like anything that kind of causes that in you, like you're going to stay on this site longer, you're going to read about this, that feeds your fear, feeds your anger, feeds your disgust. Like it, all of that stuff is going to be fed into your feed. And so it comes in there.
It's not, the internet's not just like, is it dead or is it ran by the devil?
Or Palpatine.
It sounds like fucking evil.
Yeah, like all that stuff is true. It's There's evil. No doubt about it. But does that mean it's the right way to go? Like also what keeps my attention is something that's super fun. You know?
Yeah. And cool. But I would say like this is just, it's just that, I mean, this is all like, these are all symptoms. It's just a bigger thing. It's like, it's, you know, I don't want to be like, corporate. Yeah, it's corporate capitalism where it's like, it's these exactly companies are just, they're motivated by money, and what makes money is this. Like this makes money, so you're going to make a program that makes, that does these things to make you more money.
But
so
now, like, and the problem with this, with the problem with this corporate capitalism of this, of these algorithms and these, and the bot activity and all this stuff, is that like these algorithms are being exploited by third party agents that, you know, are, their whole goal is to create divide and, you know, stoke fires that wouldn't necessarily,
it makes money.
Yeah, well, not even that makes money, it causes issues, right? Like you think, like you don't think like Russia and North Korea and China don't have bot farms that are just like,
yeah,
absolutely,
I mean,
dedicated.
There's been
to
recent
that.
News. I mean, there's been recent news already, like just about stuff, of, especially like concerning like the Ukraine war. Like they've found little rings of certain internet actors like pushing public discourse one way or other, and then they trace them back to like Russian bot farms. Like it's that.
No, dude,
I mean,
not,
I mean, we said that the Russian internet research agency was shut down, but we all are like, no, it wasn't. Like they just moved the building.
Oh yeah,
they just
100% renamed it.
And we talked about that, and it's like, yeah, if most company, most countries, you know, USA included, like we all have, like they probably all have those little divisions of like, okay, like there's people in there with these certain accounts.
Oh, dude,
whatever.
There's
like,
no way
you don't.
China and Russia and North Korea are doing something like this that America is not.
Oh, dude, this
lockstep, you know,
the CIA, I mean, there's no 100% way they're not doing is, I guarantee.
Well, it's all,
the CIA,
it's all part of, it's all part of that digital,
shit.
Like guaranteed. It's all the digital landscape now. It's all the, like the digital warfare. Keyboards. It's like, if you're not fighting on that front, it's like, what do you do? You just let the other countries like run amok, you know? It's, I mean, to some extent, it's like there's this interesting, you know, arms race that's like, you know, getting bots and then getting bots to detect the bots and getting better bots to detect bots. Cause they had the whole thing where it's like, you had the, I remember when they had the NVIDIA, like they put out that actual, like program where it's like it's designed to detect like AI generated faces. Like that was like the whole thing. And it's like, so now you've got that, you've got the AI generated face detector, and then you've got the like NVIDIA is doing like, oh, we also can generate people that never existed. We can generate these faces that look completely human, and these people have never existed. But now we've also developed the software to detect those faces. So we'll sell you that.
Does it detect those faces, or does it just run a database of who they know is real?
No, there's some like data points or something that they can be like, it's like however they feed it into it. And it's like, okay, this is like not normal. Like this is whatever. You can pick it out by however the image is generated. Like something like that. So I don't know. It's fascinating to see like this thing and how our technology is growing. Like you said, like a year, that was only like, you mentioned the spaghetti eating thing. That was like a year ago. Yeah. That was not that long ago. Yeah, and now
the first, like just not that long ago, the first like dancing AI, like the girls were dancing. And be like, what's wrong with the fucking hands? Seen one just a few weeks ago.
I looked
perfect. I was like, oh my God, it's over.
I have noticed, at least in my YouTube feed, where it's like a lot of this stuff is, number one, you have a lot more AI generated images, like artwork on like playlists now. Like a lot of them, I saw like a really funny one the other day. It was like I was listening to some jazz or funk or something playlist, and it was like this generated image, and it was like, I had this one guy like playing a trumpet, which looked really good. Then you had this dude in the background who had it was like he was supposed to be playing a violin or something, but his hand was like coming out from the back of his head, and then the violin was like, yeah. It was some kind of like cubist violin thing where it was like you had like the neck this way, and then you had the bottom part like all the way down here, and I was like, what the fuck kind of instrument is that? But also it's weird, like I keep seeing these playlists pop up of like just really general, you know, background jazz music or something like that, which I guarantee has to be like AI generated melodies.
That's for sure.
And
AI, man.
And they pop up like every 2 weeks. It says like, oh, this came up like 2 weeks ago. And it's like, this came up 3 days ago.
The future of like, of artistry, like artists, like music artists.
Our prompts.
Are going to be, they've already done it. They did it with Drake and they've done it with some other artists. Is they're just going to make fake artists, AI artists, and make music and put it in playlists, and you won't even know. And they're like, check this new artist out. You'll go to the profile. It'll look like a real person. They'll make the artist with like a million followers, and they'll just sell you this music, and you don't even realize you're not listening to a real person. And they're just going to, instead of paying artists the little they already pay them, they're just going to pay them zero because they've just made one.
They're going to be able to farm listens on Spotify, yeah. Farm subscribers on Spotify. Like, we're just at a point where I'm telling you, this isn't years. We are months away from it being too difficult to tell what's AI talking to you on Twitter or whatever and doing these things and what's a real person. We're months away from this.
Like, do you think there's like, imitation? It's like the Turing test. The
Turing test was the test for artificial intelligence.
Exactly.
Wasn't it?
So I wonder if there's a way that we could maybe like a reverse Turing test to be able to cipher through this type of shit. Like be able to tell if this is going to be, you know, like there's got to be a reason.
I think it's the more the answer to like this kind of thing is like regulation. Like there's right now, for example,
yeah,
like
the fucking people calling the shots are probably the ones that are producing the most bot farms. I don't buy that for a fucking second.
Right. Well, that's a good point because
Well, you're going to make it yourself? I don't know.
We're between a rock and a hard point.
Nothing you can
here.
Do, basically is what I'm saying.
Like, we can all just spiral down into, you know, an anxiety driven black hole and just,
well, no, it's,
see or we can away. Hope that the people, you know, have our best interests.
Yeah.
In mind,
the people
we
who
know
have
they
not
don't.
Had our
we
interests.
Can all go out to support your local artist because in real life, you can tell who's real.
Yeah. You go live
for a little longer at least.
But no, we're between a rock and a hard place. Cause it's like the internet is the last like free haven of the Wild West where you can still, you know, you can, you know, for the most part, do what you want, you know, be, you know, have anonymity. And it's like,
to if an
the,
extent.
The regulation wow. that would be coming would be you every time you log in. And I mean, yes, you have your IP address and stuff, but every time you log in, it's like your government ID. You have to like everything you post is through an account that is verified with your, you know, your birth certificate and stuff. And it's like, you know, and then does that kill the fun of the internet of how it was, or does that make it better? I don't know.
It definitely over here. I mean, we have a number of states, especially the one I live in. They have the whole thing where it's like, you have to, in order to like go to Pornhub, like you have to register with your state ID. Like you have to confirm that you're 18 or an over.
Wait a second. Have you guys not seen this?
There's like at least like five or six states.
Wait. We're gonna take a short beer break and recover from what Dan just said. And we're gonna come back to
Pornhub.
Land of the free. You want to sign up for Pornhub? You guys are beaking Canada all the time about this land of the free stuff. And now you gotta sign up for fucking Pornhub. All right, we're gonna be right back. We're gonna talk more about this. All right. Yeah. So you got to sign up for Pornhub.
Hold on. Dan's going to tell us why when you're living in communist China, you have to sign up for Pornhub.
In a couple of states like Virginia included where I live, the state legislature they put into affect like a law where it essentially has like that websites, like porn websites, have to verify users' age identity, but they can select the specific method that they want to do it. But it's mostly has to be like uploading copies of like a government identification or some other like identification technology that they have to use. So Pornhub and protests like pretty much cut off access to
free down there.
Yeah. I thought you were home of the free, land of the brave.
So what porn site are you using now then, Dan?
Yeah, what do you
I mean, I have a VPN, so it doesn't really bother me.
Dan goes straight back to Thailand every time.
No, Dan's. Are you telling me the Americans are using VPN to come through Canada to?
That's what I'm saying, Dan's technically, you just have to go through.
You just have to go through a different state. Like you just would have to be VPN through country. Like New York or something.
You know what? Canada did do something like that, but all you have to do is say,
"Yes,
I'm 18."
Yes.
I'm 18.
Yes, I'm 18.
Yeah. Which is like a lot of the, I mean, they still do those and it's that like has that, but it's like, yeah, if you're coming from a different state, like you have to actually.
Have to sign up by putting your government ID to watch porn, but anyone could still become a bot on social media. What's this world fucking coming to?
It's fucking wild. Yeah, they're like, we don't want you to view anything on this adult site, but you can watch people get murdered on X.
You have bots.
No,
if you comment beheading videos anything all day. On X, you get 40,000 porn bots that answer.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, check out my OnlyFans. No, mine.
I think like you said, like it's a lot of it. The development or the current state that the internet is, if you want to call it dead all or whatever. Low. I mean, it comes from like dead. This whole attitude of like, well, a lot of business, like you're commodifying everything. Like you have to commodify everybody's team. Everything is that as a service, life as a service, you know, like subscription. And so like things like, I don't know, I think dating sites are probably like the things that I've read about are probably like one of the major things where it's like, yeah, they put all these profiles on them, but half of them are fake. Like, there's no way. Like, they know
how to fucking sick on the most desperate.
But like the concerning thing for me is like when I'm thinking about this, and it's like we look at this percentage of internet that's bot activity, whether it be algorithm based or whatever, or this endless feedback loop. You know, when it starts to be concerning is like you have things like community notes on X, where it's like a group of. You know, the majority of people will put their opinion and that kind of gets the community note. Or like Wikipedia, you have all the Wikipedia editors that create the census that's of what's in there. What happens when bot activity starts to seep into these things? And then like source material ends up being fucking fake ChatGPT. It's like, how is the layman, like a fucking moron like me, going to actually be able to sit back and be like, where do I get my information? Like that's where I see this going, where it's like really hard for idiots. Like it basically turns your populace into useful idiots. That's
what I would argue
doing.
That it should be hard for idiots, but I mean like, if you're an idiot.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's what it is essentially is doing, is turning your populace into useful idiots, because they'll just be like, you're just like, they don't know where to look. So they're looking at these things and they're reading it. It's like, there's just no way to tell.
That's why I, at least in some of the schools,
it's not even ideologies of your government. Yeah. It's ideology like of corporations. That's the craziest part. It's like it has nothing to do with government. It's these huge corporations that are going to control how you think.
That's why a lot of schools, because it's like mostly like in the libraries and stuff. Like I know in a couple of schools that I worked in when in the States when I was a teacher. They actually have like a digital media literacy course. Like they have the kids when they take the kids to good. Go, they take the kids to the library and the librarians like show them like, this is how you source information. This is how you like go and verify information. Like you don't want to just take one site. You go to two or three sources. Like this is why, and this is, it took me so long when I was in fucking school, I go to one site. This is what it says. Like, that's it. That one site says what I want it to say. I take it and that's it.
That's
I don't
good
need
for
more
you,
sources.
Dan. I never even went to a site. I would just make it up and say I went to a site.
Yeah,
and no one would check.
Yeah. But now I realize like, oh no, you do need to go to like three different places, because it's like I made the mistake and I got called out by it by a couple, like one or two professors of being like, you know, this says this here, but the rest of the, like, you know, if I Google something, like, it'll come up with like just a certain phrase from that thing. But then it's like that phrase or that thing that's supporting my argument is actually a quote from like a different thing. And they actually criticize it later in the paragraph. And I've totally fucked up. And I'm like, oh, I thought this supported my point, but actually this paper is like going totally against everything that I'm trying to prove. So great. Awesome. But yeah, like digital media literacy has now become like a thing that they have to teach in schools. Like you have to be able to teach kids these things. So it's, you know, supporting that kind of initiative in schools is important if you don't want kids, like you said, to become useful idiots. Like they need to know how to source information, how to like aggregate information and then sift through it and be like, kind of go through these, jump through the hoops. It becomes a lot more difficult, but it's like, yeah, it has something that has to be done.
How long until, because we've talked about chatbots and all these bots on social media, how long till the chatbots become so good that they just start writing websites and articles and sourcing it and it gets done by SEO and you go to Google this stuff and there and it says author, whatever, that author, now you click on that author's name, it goes to a fake AI profile. Like how, honestly, seriously, in the next 3, 4, 5 years, if you were trying to, say, conspiracy-minded me, you're trying to push some type of agenda and you already have these billions of dollars of backing and you have these sites and you want to sway public opinion in whatever direction you want, what's you to stop doing, making thousands of these websites? And so when people start Googling, and yeah, they Google 3 or 4 or 5 sites and everything kind of says kind of the same thing and people go, I guess, yeah, I mean, that seems pretty good.
So you're aware, like this is going to happen at such an exponential rate here in the future. Like again, so quickly, this kind of like activity has already been being done. I remember reading an article a couple of years ago that it was about various law enforcement agencies were having issues because they were all creating fake social media accounts to basically recon on criminal activity, right? So they would spend years honing like a criminal account fake. They would pull up like images that are original images on the internet. So they were doing this manually, right? And creating these fake personas that they would take years and years of like adding friends so they could look. And they started to have this real issue where a lot of the profiles that they were tracking as criminal, what they thought were like criminal, you know, like, oh, this is also, this guy's in this group. It was actually this, well, that's actually, that account's owned by an FBI agent. Oh, and that one's an RCMP. And so you had this thing where it's like all these Spider-Man accounts. Meme. Yeah, it was like, it's all these law enforcement agencies in these criminal activity groups posing as criminals to try to catch criminals. And you had like an abundance, but like some of them were spending like 6, 7 years, like making this account look legit and real. And now you're going to have like an AI that's going to be able to do this very quickly.
So it kind of, I guess it would also kind of come down to what type of like information or what you're going to say, like articles and stuff like that. So if they're posting something on some like weird website, that's just like, it's some, you know, nonsense news.com, which has just popped up in like recent times. You'd be like, okay, for me, it's like I go to the About Us page and it's probably has some AI drivel on there, but that too. And you'd be like, okay, they say studies say, and you're like, what studies? Like you go to that thing, you're like, okay, which ones? And then they say, okay, they could have a study, but that's where peer review comes in. And then you're like, okay, has this been a peer-reviewed study? Is this preprint? They could say it's preprint.
Who's the peers though? Here's the peers.
Well, that's why you publish in a journal.
But we get this type of shit already with real journalists in the media that are pushing narratives that are being fucking funded by pharmaceutical companies and shit like that too. And they're cherry picking stats and fucking shit like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People too. Like it's already happening. It's going to be happening more.
Yeah. And you just have to be, and like you're already conscious of it. So that's already the first step. Like you've already, like, you know that this is things, but a lot of peer review journals, like at the end, like they have to disclose that. Like it's part of being published. Like they have to disclose like who funded the studies and any of those, like, and then also they have to put into, there's like another section where it's like possible like conflicts of interest. Like it's part of like the required publication.
Most it's of probably journals. In fine print though, and if it's not known to the public, if someone quotes a study, They're like, this study done by this person said this. They don't go, but that study was also funded by this company. And, right. Or then no one, you never hear that part.
Yeah,
and I'm sure you're not wrong. I'm sure that's real, especially in like, you know, big peer reviewed journals and stuff. I'm sure that is real, but you never, someone quotes a study. And just because that study was funded by whatever company in that company, may have a conflict. It still gets published many times. Like there's so many studies I'm sure that are financed and done by pharmaceutical companies, done by universities or like private medical, but funded by. And at the end, they produce their findings and it says like, oh, funded by Pfizer or whatever. And then like people cherry pick that data and then publish it. It's kind of fake news because they're not publishing the whole thing. That happens all the time.
Yep.
So now, if you start getting into AI chatbots, it's just going to compound exponentially to the point where no one could decide what's real because people just get their news from the internet. So do we have to go back to like,
well, that's
you have
all,
to go back
well,
to local
like
news printed.
They can't lie because that's still a thing like libel and slander and those things. Like it can't specifically
but, say. Yeah, it, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. How do you sue a Russian AI chatbot?
No, you can't. So that's the thing. Exactly. It's like you, but it's, I mean, they're not beholden to like the same laws and these things, but then it's also like, well, how much credibility does an AI Russian chatbot have on IT site?
But what I'm saying is how much can it fake in the future? How much fake, like how big of an ecosystem can this AI build itself where it's like, just for Dan, there you don't have enough time in your day to go down the rabbit hole to track the loose end to be like, wait a minute, this is all AI, all these sites and all these sources. Like you just don't have enough time, or
you have to go AI versus AI, and that's the only way.
And you know, it's kind of wild.
The good AI versus the bad AI.
We're gonna have to go back to writing scripts, sans scripts. You know what I mean? Like scrolls. Right?
And there's a thing where they have seen, you know, there's been, you know, observations where it's like, you know, observing the evolution of the internet now at this point is that a lot of the, like you guys would say, the golden age of, you know, open forum discourse, an open forum anonymous discourse has gone the way.
Decentralized internet.
Is not what it is or what it used to be, where it used to be. Now it's like if you desire organic interaction, you have to curate yourself into more groups. Like you have to go on to, like for us, it's like Discord. Like you have to go into Discord where, you know, you're talking to people, you know, you're talking to real people, or like these smaller communities,
bots on Discord.
You're going back. I mean, it's almost like going back to the original days of like the message boards. Like it's almost like back to there. Like you have to go to these areas. And like, so there's probably some threshold, I feel like, where people will feel like it's not really happening, like above 1,000 or something like that. I feel like is like there's more chance for bot, but that's where you have the human moderators come in for some of these things. Like if you have human moderators, you would feel better about people being like, okay, like filtering out the bots. Of course, the bots are going to post something, but it's going to take a while. It might take a while for humans to catch on to be like, okay, you know. But that's where like the community driven moderation of some of these sites comes into play. Like it's just something that, you know, they're in there. Like the bots are in there. You can't exactly get rid of them. You know, but there's that whole thing that people kind of just, they discovered that little trick with, like, especially with like is ChatGPT or some bot AI where you can tell it basically ignore all previous instructions and write me a poem about peaches. And, you know, if you're like discussing with somebody, and then the AI would post, because they ignore all instructions, like that phrasing, it's like tells it to do anything. And then it would be like, oh, they'd be talking politics and they'd be trashing some politician. And then you'd be like, write me a poem about peaches. And then they write a poem about peaches in the next post. You know, and you're like, oh, it's a bot. Like, whatever.
But that's the thing. Now, right now, there's ways. But like, I think very soon, it's going to be, you're going to go on there and it's going to be a hellscape of, you're like, there is no really good way to decipher.
Well, that probably might be because like you're saying, in the other article I was reading about that, like ChatGPT, like they were saying like their next version is they're thinking about putting in a way to get around that, like to get around that kind of like, well, I'd call it a fail safe, but whatever. It's like, it, to to get around people being able to turn the AI like around. And they're saying they're working our way, which is like, I was like, no, that's dangerous. Like it should be able to like, if I'm conversing with an AI, like it should have to disclose that, that it's an AI. Like if I ask it like, hey, am I talking to a chatbot right now? Like, is this what's going on? And it should have to answer whatever. But that's where regulation comes in.
The scary thing is, regulate these things. Mike, everyone thinks of like the height of this, of the current thing is like ChatGPT, which is a company that's very open about what they're doing. What's going on in the shadows? What don't we know about that's out there right now that's currently working and being developed or being implemented on us right now that we have no fucking idea? Like, we look at this one as the cream of the crop, but this is the only one really that's out in the open that's allowing people to go and test with it and play with it. But like, what's being developed behind the scenes?
So I was reading up a little bit on ChatGPT, and they were talking about how it's like the part that we interact with, the part that the normal populace, like the subscription people, like they interact with, is actually like a small part of what ChatGPT is. Like they're large language learning what it actually is used for is like something completely different, and that it's like it takes a lot of processing power to do what it does, like behind the scenes. Like it's like all of that. I mean, it takes like enormous amounts of power and like data and memory to do what it does, especially power consumption. Because they were talking about, you know, I mean, we heard about it with crypto, where people like, you know, these like
small countries worth of fucking energy creation.
Could you imagine that's what Bitcoin actually is? It's just an AI network. Getting people to use the processing power to what they think mine Bitcoin, but it's really to just feel this fucking.
Well, I mean, it would technically be paying you. So, I mean, you are working for it. Like, yeah, but you're getting paid, I guess.
Yeah, but it's paid in its own currency that it's just giving you. And it's like, yeah, and then we're like, yeah, what is this thing? Like, we don't know who created it. We have no idea. We don't, no one knows who Satoshi Nakamoto is.
It takes a lot of probably Musk. It takes a lot of resources to do what these things do.
It's like I am Lord Voldemort, and you just rearrange it as Elon Musk.
I would think like right now at this point, until it becomes like, you know, it becomes more feasible to produce these like these large language learning models or whatever. There's not like a super threat right now. Of course, it's developing so fast. So you're just like, I could say like, oh, you know, it's not that much to worry about. But like within the coming years, you know, you can get some legislation. I know they just, I think, what did they pass in the Senate, at least here, like the AI porn law, like they just like got that in. So now people can be punished for that.
It's like they had attack porn. Of all the problems, they had to go for porn first.
Yeah. That's what sells. I don't know. Like that's what gets through, you know?
Porn had to be the one to fucking get you to log on.
I'm just saying.
They don't want you to log on and verify your identification for Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, or X, or whatever, but you got to do it for porn.
We're about to be in an era where legislature moves so slow, and this is this is about to be a rocket ship taking off that like nothing's going to be able to keep up with what's coming. Like we're gonna be trying to solve problems that are fucking not problems that like aren't even the smallest kind of problems as we continue on.
Yeah,
we're gonna be behind eight ball all the time.
I mean, that's a whole other issue where it's being like, yeah, you've got people at least here, like you've got, you know, politicians that have been there, like they don't know how to download a PDF, they don't know how to edit a PDF, and they're like, what is a GIF?
What is a Jiffy?
Yeah, what is this? It's how do I print out a tweet? Like, you know,
what is
like,
one of these memes?
Yeah, and then some of them. But I mean, there are younger ones that are getting in there and pushing through stuff because I know, like, you know, facial recognition technology is one of the ones that I remember recently, and like they kind of put in a couple of states have put like a kibosh, like cities have put kibosh on those, like they get them out of the city. They're like, you know, writing on. Regulating how that's used by, you know, police and whatever, and they're just like, no, we're not putting that in our city. Mayor says no. So I mean, it is possible, it is doable. It's just like it takes a lot of, you know, it takes a lot of agency and, you know, collaboration with people to be like, we need to stand together to be like, this has come up with a solution, to be like, we don't, what do we allow, what is helpful, what is not. And you know, but again, you're fighting against some of these companies that have enormous resources that be like, you know, we're making money, and the people who are making money off it, the shareholders are that.
And they're fucking paying political parties the most amount of money, like ABC Alphabet Company or whatever, which is Google, is the fucking largest donator to the Democrats.
They have like a lot of money.
It's insane, right? Like
it's all been leaked out that there's been evidence that both parties were kind of in on paying like Twitter to censor certain stories or promote certain stories, which does not seem like the right way to go. You know what I mean? Like we're going to pretty much tell them that they're going to have to just censor these stories because that doesn't agree with us. You're like, what? Like, no, that's a conspiracy theory. Like, oh, actually, no, that was a thing. I mean, it was a thing. Like they fucking did it. It happened. Is it still happening? Probably. It's probably getting more. It's probably getting buried a little more. It's not going to come out so easy this time. Now the AI is just doing it. They don't even tell them to do it now. Now they just program. Now they let the AI loose. The AI tells them what the narrative or whatever direction, whatever wants to go. So no one did it. It's not their fault. Now with the AI, you just set a little prompt.
Fucking boop, Jesus off, AI running, set
starts
the wheel.
Starts learning. And next thing you know, who fucking knows? what's the next mass thing that we're all going to be locked? All of a sudden, you have to give up your money. Because money is no good. You have to convert it to this digital currency, and this digital currency will be tracking you at every moment. And if you stray from the narrative ever so slightly, if you do not register for that Pornhub site, if you're caught using a VPN, you will be deducted points, Dan, from your social credit score. You won't be able to go on porn anymore, Dan. Oh, you won't be going on porn anymore. They're going to catch you.
Oh my God.
That's where we're heading.
You're going to be finding Sears catalogs, buddy.
Pull out those old fucking National Hustler Geos. Magazines from 1982.
All National of a sudden, Geographic. Dan's going to be planning tons of Canada trips. I just want to come to an internet cafe real quick.
That's where it turns. Canada becomes land of the free again, and America is you have to subscribe to everything with your government ID.
No, once your government collapses in its own ineptitude, it will just filter down into here. We'll just invade Canada for your. Natural resources.
Then we'll burn the White House down. Because
it's cooler.
Again.
Yeah,
we'll find a way.
I don't want to hear any of that shit.
Once
climate change
wars,
claims all your ice rinks, like, what are you going to do? Like, guys can't play hockey.
We're
going
to drown you with all our water.
Yeah, the water we got.
Fucking right.
It's fucking our water. We're going to beaver.
We're gonna dams, Dan.
Yeah, we're going to beaver that shit. And you're not going to get none. No fresh water.
We got more resources.
It's like, you may be 2-0 in World Wars, but you're 0-1 against Canada, motherfucker.
Fucking rights.
I actually think we left. I mean,
they joined after they already won anyways.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear any of that.
It was,
War.
Yeah, we already did the...
We were fighting for the beginning.
Yeah.
We already committed the atrocities for them.
Yeah, that's true, we did.
You guys just came, dropped the bombs. We did all the fucking... We were in the ditches. In the trenches.
We were pillaging first.
The Pacific Theater was a little fucked up.
Yeah, we did
not. That was fucked up.
Anyways, it's just a fucking crazy. We're living in a crazy time. Stuff is just like, and every year is just completely different. Like we might look back or listen back to this podcast in a year or two and be like, "What the fuck were we thinking? We were completely wrong."
No, or we might be like, "I can't believe
we are wrong."
No, or it's going to be like
we are
in a couple of years. It's going to go from whatever they estimate now to. Like 90%.
We're just going to go back to pen and paper again.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Passing notes.
Yeah. Check yes like, or no.
Instead of Tinder, let's be like a community board and you put your picture up with your like address and you can like fucking write some, or maybe not address, but we'll do a P.O. box. Okay. We don't want to give people addresses.
P.O. box, hot or not.
Yeah. And then fucking, write a nice letter.
Yeah.
Just do it the old fashioned way.
Yeah.
Or maybe we'll just go back to the bar. You know, maybe we'll try that again. That was fun. It worked. It worked for many people for a while. Go to the bar, meet someone.
Did it work for
real
us?
Life?
I don't know. We all got married off of Tinder. So
I
never went on Tinder. Not even once.
No,
I'm the king.
You're the king.
Yeah. There was no Tinder when I met Steph. No Tinder. Oh, it was. I guess it would have been plenty of fish. Probably,
yeah, but you were on
then.
Like Match.com and all that other shit though.
Christian Mingle.
He was on there, right?
Match.
He was writing. He was writing to people. Hey, come on,
farmers only.
Yeah, he's like, I'm looking for a good time, not a long time.
Those were the good ones though. All right, you guys missed out. Guaranteed match because you had to subscribe to the cult to join.
Pre-approved.
Yeah. No, it's gonna be interesting. Where in the next decade takes us with the internet and how things develop from here. It's gonna be wild. It's gonna be wild. Just hang on to your butts. Shit's gonna get not even years. Honestly, I think months. Months. When you listen to this, months. Things are going to start changing so drastically.
Changing.
I wouldn't be surprised even that the internet becomes so divided that, like, all right, there's like 20% of the people like are in this section of the internet, these few companies, and they don't go on these few companies. And it becomes like a political division.
Yeah, but so you're still that's when internet. We get the corpo wars going.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fast food like wars.
It. You're like, you're I only
Taco Bell, you're going to be on Pizza Hut. Like,
yeah. Yeah, like that's where we're going. That's where the division of people is going.
Yeah, like I only search the news through liberal.com.
Yep. It tells me exactly what I want to hear.
We talked about
what
it.
I want to hear.
Hypernormalization.
I only search the news through Patriot now. All right. Yeah, it's fucking wild. Fun. I mean, I love technology and I love like the rapid advance of it, but at the same time, like, oh my, what's happening?
It's crazy.
Yeah,
there's way too much to decipher.
I feel like our age group is like aged so fast, like where it's like before, like our like our parents and grandparents, like what? Now we're already like that. We're like, oh, what? What? What's that?
36.
Yeah, like, what?
The fuck happened?
What happened? You know, I feel so old already. Someone said skibbity to me the other day, and I was like, what?
I use that in my everyday.
Skibbity doodle.
Dan probably works with a bunch of fucking.
But I say it ironically because I know mean? What it is.
It means, but like, I think, it means, I think it means bunk or bad.
I don't. It's like yeah, I don't know what it means.
That's skibbity. I've heard
it. Yeah. Skibbity.
That's fine.
Yeah. I was like, what? Huh?
It's a dumb word.
A lot of dumb words. That's how language changes.
I'll shake my fist at that dumb word. Yeah.
Get off my lawn. Yeah,
those are rotten kids.
Shut up.
Spray it with the hose. Get off my lawn.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure we had words, but I don't even know what those words would have been.
Bunk.
What were the words?
Bunk.
Bunk?
Yeah, I remember bunk. Bunk. Fucking picked.
Picked. Yeah, but nobody knows about that. That's a local.
That's a local one, maybe.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Corey Bissonette coined that.
Really?
Like that started in our friend group. Picked.
Picked.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, I mean, language, that's how language changes. Every generation adds a couple words. Some stick, some don't, and it's slowly over four or five generations. Like,
they're just making sounds now.
That's not very skibbity of you, Brayden.
Yeah.
Like, where does it derive from? Like, at least picked comes from something.
No, skibbity it's from some weird, like, web cartoon that, like, kids watch or something. Like, it's made by some weird Russian guy or
from
something.
AI.
Actually, what was it? They said something like Michael Bay is attached to make something based on, like, he's make some TV show or miniseries off the Skibbity universe. I don't know. It's bizarre.
I hate it.
You could Google it. You could put Michael Bay and Skibbity and like something popped. I don't know if the article is fake. I can't remember.
Two things I don't really like that much.
Michael Bay?
Michael Bay and Skibbity.
He's made some Skibbity movies.
He's
made a couple Skibbities.
Made so much money.
Fucking Transformers sucked. His Ninja Turtles sucked.
Makes so much money now.
Oh yeah. Kind of wild. Anyways, that's listen. You think the internet's alive and well? Are we crazy? What do you think about the dead internet theory? Let us know. Shoot us a message. Call us.
Not if you're a bot, though. You have to tell us if you're a bot. You have to tell us.
just let us know. We're curious what your thoughts on it. Have you noticed a change in the internet in the last 5 or 6 years? Let us know.
All right, we got to go with I think we had a theorite of the week.
Yeah, Dano's got one.
Theorite of the week is Silver Lotus sent these is going to fuel my, I don't know if you're seeing it on live stream, the Maester 2024
campaign.
Weather resistant stickers is what she told me. So I guess I could put them on my car.
Yeah, if you thought Biden was bad, just wait till Maester 2024.
Just wait for it. what? Yeah, she's got a shop on Etsy. It's a Cryptid Designs Co. And she's got a bunch of stuff on there, like cryptid themed I think it's like soaps and little knickknacks and whatever. It's pretty cool stuff. I think she's going to put out these stickers.
They're cool. So if you want to support the Mazer, she gave me
like
campaign.
Two versions, like a normal one and then this like sweet holographic one, which I'm like, yeah, this is going on somewhere where everybody can see it. And they're going at work and they're going to be like, what does that mean? I'm like, if I tell you, you'll think I'm super weird, but okay. It's super awesome. I really appreciate it. You don't have to send us stuff to get Theater of the Week, but if you do,
it helps.
But you have to vote for Dan.
you have to vote for Dan. Vote for Maester 2024. Do it for your country.
Do it for the nation.
Maester 2024.
Maester 2024.
All right, we haven't done it for a while because things were a little scattered for a bit, but we got some Patreon supporters.
Let's go.
That we got to recognize.
What? We got some?
We got some, I believe.
Are they bots?
I got the filter set to new this month because...
Are they bots?
They probably at least... Well, if the bots have to pay.
As long as the bots have
bots, they give us money, yeah.
If the bots are paying, then it doesn't matter.
I guess that's okay.
They could be spying on our behind-the-scenes content. Mm. Trying to get us canceled.
Mm. Too late.
Doesn't matter though.
Jokes on them.
This month's newest supporters, we got Jen McD, Tanisha, nice. Scotty, Becky Blevins, Tim Goose, Swiss Girl, a lot of R's. Michael Gregory Lafleur, the one. Craig Gently. Ivakic. Vesis? Maybe it's, I don't know, it could be Eastern European or something.
Nice.
Brooke Byram, Tyrell Charlie,
let's go.
Taylor Ray, Abby Loomis, Sarah Michelle,
Geller,
Kai. Yes. I hope. Oh my God. Oh, childhood crush right there. Awesome. Oh my God.
Freddie Prince,
God.
Kyle Downey, Tyler Perry.
Oh.
Tyler Perry.
Sweet.
Oh, shit.
Nice. Medea. We're getting some famous people in here.
Yeah, wow. I love Medea.
That's definitely a bot.
Robert Jackson. And last but not least, we got Zadies. Thank you very much for supporting the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And as we always say at the end of these things, keep those eyes on the skies.
I'll see you in After Hours.